This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/Spotify. That's greenlight.com/Spotify.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back. You brought it back. Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap. You broke the internet for a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You are live.
We are?
It says we're live.
No.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I'm kind of shocked if we are live.
StreamYard. Hey, everyone. Make sure you support Sense and Stars. We're just waiting for a couple of people to climb in here on this beautiful Sunday evening. We were gallivanting today.
Guess what time it is?
It's time for Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn. It must be Sunday night.
Woo!
What is that?
My opening.
Oh, this is the opening? Is that you singing?
Oh.
Or is that Paul McCartney singing?
It's Gwen Stefani, baby.
Oh, it's Gwen Stefani singing. All right. I didn't know you were allowed to play music like that.
I just did.
You just did.
Hi, everybody. I'm late. Sorry I'm late.
Why are you so late?
We have a new setup. Look how pretty it looks.
I'm thinking it's a new setup.
It is a new setup, courtesy of Mr. Eddie Lugo and the Go Live team. I'm so excited. What's everybody doing? How's everybody's week?
Muncie Channel. Lucia's energy is great.
Thank you, Muncie. Muncie's brand new. She's a new fan.
So are you responding to her?
I just did.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Don't mind us, Muncie. We're testing out brand new software tonight. Lugo and Jeremy just pretty much twisted our arms to do this, so we decided to start testing it because we fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
Well, we both did.
We both fell asleep.
Yeah, we both fell asleep. We both fell asleep.
But we're wide awake now.
Yep, and everybody just let us know how the new setup looks. I think it looks pretty cool. What do you think?
I think they should let us know how it sounds, too. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, Muncie. How do we sound?
Said she's loving it.
She's loving it. Do we sound okay? Can you hear our big mouths? Because you're in for a royal treat tonight. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to warn you right now.
Sorry we're late.
Well, we're real late.
A couple minutes. 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties, as it were.
Yeah.
So instead of falling asleep, you're supposed to figure that out before 7 p.m. All right, sounds good. It's sounding good.
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep and then some. Oh, my God. I feel so bad.
Well, this morning we started off with a nice breakfast with my dad.
We did.
And then we came back to the house and we had to do some deep cleaning up
the studio.
But it smells dynamite.
It was so
in
bad.
Here.
It was so
It's smelling
bad.
Real good.
It smelled really bad.
We have to put some carpets down and we already rearranged the furniture a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is this is like the second half of our house. There is so much square footage down here.
Yes.
And we have to take care of it.
And look, Nightbot is even working. OMG!
Hello, Nightbot.
That's
welcome to the
That's
studio.
Our magic. That's our magic friend. Let me tell you right now. I'm just sending out the link, asking everybody to tune in because we're about to give him a run for their money.
Oh. After our deep cleaning, we were hungry.
Oh my God!
So we went up to the Big Bear ski area at Masco.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, buddy.
Eddie is in the house.
Set up your way. I hope you're happy now.
Took you long enough.
Well, let's see. I got no formal training in doing this, number one. Number two, Eddie and Jeremy only gave me a crash course. If you don't know who Eddie and Jeremy are, it's the Go Live team on Monday through Friday. I listen to them like no tomorrow. And they're like, yeah. They're like, here you go. Figure it out. I was like, okay, I'll figure it out.
Figure it out, will ya?
So, yeah, this is a little hard to get used to. Hi, Glenn. Hey, pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. You should put that up on the screen and let people see how he's beating you up already.
Just because he's Eddie Munster behind that mask.
Munster. He said Munster. But anyhow, so let's see. What was last week?
Who's the most famous Eddie you know?
Eddie Munster.
Thank you.
Eddie Munster. So let's see. How was our week? Where did we start? Last Monday.
My week? I was just talking about today where we did the deep cleaning, got hungry, and then landed up at Masco. We had a nice sausage white pizza. No red sauce in there.
That was good.
A couple of drinks at the Tiki Bar.
It even looks good on Facebook. Eddie, you're a genius.
It's very festive up there where there are swimming pools and
oh my god.
And
well, that's today.
All the people.
I asked you what we did during the week, starting on Monday. What did we do this week?
I was getting to that after I went over today when you were rudely interrupted me.
Sorry.
I was so rudely interrupted by Lucia, but that's normal. She does that all the time.
Yeah, that's me. I do it all the time.
Right.
Too bad.
During the week, we worked.
Yeah, we did work. We worked so much that I was able to take yesterday off because we had an engagement yesterday to go to, which we'll get to in a minute. This is the part I was telling you about yesterday, Eddie, so pay attention.
I'm paying.
And then today, I was off. So we worked all week on Saturday. Go ahead, you can tell the story now.
So, yes, we did work all week. We went to our usual haunts. We threw a couple of new places in there.
And victims.
Victims? We were victimizing now.
Pooh Bear and Eeyore, they were with us.
I wasn't talking about Saturday yet.
I'm sorry.
You're not paying attention.
No, I'm not.
Your brain is really clouded. Do you still have COVID?
Yeah, I do.
You still have COVID brain? Huh? Yesterday, we took the turnpike down to Allentown and then got off on the B roads, went over to the Shady Maple Smorgasbord in Amish country.
We did. Oh, my God.
We ate. We got there like, I don't know, 11:30.
Some of us ate two plates. Some of us ate three plates.
But for an hour and a half, the food was flying around there.
The people.
Between the steak and the chicken and the mashed potatoes, the macaroni.
If you Google this place.
They call filling. And dessert. Ooh, wow.
If you Google this place.
Shady Maple
Smorgasbord. Say that 15 million times.
You can't say smorgasbord.
Neither can you. But if you Google this place. And you look at the videos. This place can feed 8,000 people. That is two cruise ships.
Full of people.
Full of people.
Every day.
I want to see a competitive eater. I'm challenging any competitive eater that's watching our channel right now. You know who you are. You know we watch you because I've commented with my big mouth. I want to see how you guys make out at this because, man, that was sick.
After we ate, we got to go through their gift shop.
Oh, man.
Which is just as big as the
shop. It's like Santa Land.
There was a lot of Christmas stuff.
It does make Golden Corral look like a food truck. Yes, that is true.
One steak, please. Split it in two for Lucia and me. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you guys are trying to access our website or any of our other websites, our host person told us that the websites are down. He's been hacked, which I'm not surprised. Because it seems like everybody wants to hack. I don't see the purpose in all this. Because Glenn just went through this last week with his own website, which that was another debacle. We'll tell you about in a minute. But, oh, man. After the gift shop, like, I swear to God, I felt like we were in Christmas land.
Wow. That's because we got there and the first section of collectibles was very, very interesting for us. Mm-hmm. But then when we went and saw the sign that said bargains this way, all we had was toys. Lots of toys. So Lucia and I didn't have children to buy toys for.
No.
We didn't have grandchildren to buy toys for. So our experience at the gift shop was a 3 out of 5. Because more than
with the Venmo debit card, you can Venmo everything. Your favorite band's merch, you can Venmo this. Or their next show, you can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. The card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else, not even us. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
I would say 60% of the store was aisles and aisles of toys.
Cruise Nuts has just entered the room.
Welcome, Cruise Nuts!
Cheese Nuts are in the house. Cheese Nuts are in the house.
So we're just talking about the Shady Maple, a smorgasbord.
Yes, it's our most recent adventure. You gotta watch.
Yesterday.
It's so good.
The video came out at midnight, right?
Yeah.
Where we left off at the smorgasbord, we jumped in the car and we went in search of a newly created Bavarian village.
Oh, that's right.
In Amish country.
Oh my God.
We ended up in Adamstown, which is a big antique town.
Ghost town.
And they had what was a beautiful Bavarian village with shops and residential areas
great.
And a fountain square with parks.
Yeah.
All the way around it, with jogging tracks and biking tracks. But the one thing that they were missing at this Bavarian town was people.
People.
I think that they should do a marketing campaign of some
sort. Yeah, they should. They have to.
Pull people in there mm-hmm. because it was a great destination. If they could pull a bus up in front of the place,
let
all the people out and fill up all the stores and customers. But you have to tell people you are here.
So Cruise Nuts and Eddie, let us know how the setup is. Let us know how the sound is. We're still getting used to this. Glenn has to look in the cameras if he's talking to me, and I got to do it to him instead of looking over at him like this.
We were hoping to do like a picture inside of a picture and have Lucia over there and me just like up in the corner of the frame.
Well, there's ways you can adjust them around. We're going to have, I don't know. I don't want to go touching anything because.
Well, we'll do the show and we'll figure out some of the picture in picture.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Screen
share.
Figure
that
after
out later.
That.
Right.
Well, you have a mouse pad.
Yeah. They're right.
Instead of using your finger. Because your finger didn't work, remember?
My finger.
Fingering it. mm-hmm. Tonight, Lucia has a song prepared for us.
No one.
She's working all week, and I don't think that she got to practice too much. So
I don't need to practice. How many times do I have to tell you
she
this?
She sucks, right?
No, I don't suck. Listen.
Because practice makes perfect. Remember, Lucia?
Listen.
You
I know
listen
this.
To me.
No, you listen
you
to
listen
me.
To me. You shut up.
Oh, now you're going to tell me to shut up? Wait a minute. You're not allowed to abuse me like that.
Wait a minute. You tell me to shut up all day long.
Just remember, you're on the other side of the room. I could come over the room and smack you.
No,
you
I have protection. I have a big cat, you know, privy in between
you. Oh,
and
I thought you said you had a big cat ass.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to mess with that.
Oh, God. Oh,
in any event. Tonight's song, she hasn't had a lot of time to practice.
I will tell you this.
She's a very good pianist. Right? When I grew up, I wanted to be a
pianist. We need to get Glenn a NASCAR shirt. I think he has one, Muncie. I'm going to have to go look. We're supposed to work on shirts
we
tonight.
Have Formula One shirts. I do not have a NASCAR
okay,
shirt.
Okay, so we're going to have to work on that.
No NASCAR shirt.
Team Truex.
Team Truex?
Yes.
But they suck.
Truex doesn't suck.
They suck?
No.
all the teams that you
play. You don't know anything about NASCAR. I keep your football crap.
I went to a NASCAR race once.
And you hated it because you didn't understand it.
What do you mean?
You don't even understand Formula One. You drive around in circles. Big ass fan.
The only good stuff is when they crash.
Oh my God.
Right?
Denny Hamlin. Get out of here, Muncie. So in case anyone's wondering, if you want to get your song heard, you can either send us a super chat, you can send a donation through here, or because our website is down, and if you send a donation, give us a week or two, we'll learn the song, we'll play it for you. All money that we're raising, behave, Eddie, you're on my turf now. All money that we're raising is going toward All About the Kids bicycles, where once we have enough money accumulated, we are going to give away a bike. We're just going to constantly give it back to charity, give it back to children. All right. So do you want to tell them about tonight's song? Or do
what
I
does it mean by left, left, left?
Left turns. Get it? Left, left,
three
left.
Three lefts is a right?
Get out of here.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was telling us how to do the picture of the picture from where he is.
No. So.
No.
I'm going to tell you the history of tonight's song. It's a song. No, that's not it. No, no. Oh. It's a cover song. Oh, my God. She did a cover song of somebody else. Oh, my God. I'm mad now. So the original song, we'll get to that in a minute. They can figure it out when I get there. This song was originally written by Richie Cordell that was first recorded by Tommy James and, oh, my God, Shondells. Somebody sent through a request. Do you see that?
We can't play that.
We'll play it later, I promise.
Play the song. It'll be stuck in my head.
It was Hot 100 in April 1967. It was finished at number 12 on Billboard's magazine year-end singles chart for 1967.
This is a way old song.
I know.
It's 67 years old.
Bye, Eddie. You can't leave the show.
Bye, bye, Eddie.
A Brett Bodine fan. Oh, my God. All right. Here we go. Hopefully I can do this right. And then we'll play your song, Cruise Shorts, I promise. Get back here, Eddie. Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And when you put your arms around me and we double to the ground, and then we say, think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. Beating of the heart is the only sound. You can tell I haven't practiced because I'm not playing chords. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. And what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hands, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we double to the ground. And then we say, think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. Beating of the heart is the only sound. I think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of the heart is the only sound. Holding on to one another's hands, trying to get away into the night. And then you put
we're all surrounding, and we tumble to the ground and then we say, think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. Think we're alone now. Beating of the heart is the only sound. Think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone else around. Think we're alone now. The beating of the cruisers is the only sound. I think we're alone now. Monty doesn't seem to be anyone around. Think we're alone now. The beating of the heart is the only sound.
Controversial cruising just walked in the door.
Welcome.
You're late!
Cruisers. Eddie Lugo's hung around.
Eddie Lugo loves us.
He got to listen to the whole
Alice show. Has arrived.
Welcome, Alice.
All right, so without further ado, by request, because we got the super chat, and Glenn, you have to sing it too. I'm sorry. Cruisers, here you go. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Here we go. God help me. Wait. Meet Vocal Baby Shark.
My mic is off.
Mommy, Dad.
I can't hear myself.
You're away from it again.
No, I think this thing needs adjusting.
There you go.
Is that better?
Here okay. We go.
All right, I'm back.
Here we go. God help us. Cruz, that you're going to get it for this.
I hear a steamship coming.
Here we go, bud. Baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark. Mommy shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark. Daddy shark doo 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 doo, daddy shark doo 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 doo, daddy shark doo 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 doo, daddy shark. Grandma shark doo 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 doo, grandma shark doo 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 doo. Grandma shark doo 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 doo, grandma shark doo doo. Cruise nuts doo 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 doo, cruise nuts doo 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 doo, cruise nuts doo 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 doo, cruise nuts nuts. Let's go, hunt doo 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 doo. Let's go hunt doo 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 doo. Scotty shark doo 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 doo, Scotty shark. Run away, Eddie Lugo doo doo doo, Eddie Lugo doo doo doo, Eddie Lugo doo doo doo, Eddie Lugo doo doo doo. Safe at last doo 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 doo. Safe at last doo 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 doo. Safe at last doo 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 doo. Safe at last. It's the end doo 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 doo. It's the end doo doo doo. It's the end doo 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 doo. It's the end of stupid song.
All right, if you're gonna request songs, please don't request stupid songs.
Trust me, I'm not playing that song. Ever again. It is officially banned. Officially banned.
One and done.
One and done. Just for the famous cruise nuts.
You got it.
So.
After Shady Maple, after the Bavarian Village, we jumped on the turnpike and we headed over to like the most expensive mall.
No, but before that, you went to a historical site. I fell asleep for this.
Oh, that's right.
You should have videotaped me as I was sleeping.
We went to the King of Prussia Mall.
We did.
But we stopped along the way and we drove through Valley Forge National Historic Site. This was the location of General George Washington's winter encampment.
I can't believe I fell asleep.
In the very late 1700s.
I still can't believe I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
I did.
We didn't get to go to the visitor center. We really didn't get out of the car because it was 95 degrees out.
And because Lucia was sleeping.
And Lucia was sleeping.
Yeah.
And we should have, like, left her in one of the fields. One of the battlefields. And then she could start singing Pat Benatar songs in the
You're
middle
funny.
Of the battlefield, right?
You are so
funny. Love is a battlefield. I'm going to give you $2 and make you play that song.
No, you're not.
Yes, I would.
No.
Here's $2. Get out of here.
So, earlier today, I'm not going to mention names. One YouTuber had put up a video about how much they could not stand the MSC Seashore. Well, my comment got liked by them.
Oh, they like your comment.
My comment read, "We've been on this several times to Seashore. Shame to those who are dissing MSC." And I'm surprised I didn't get yelled at for it. I have a tendency to put my foot in my mouth.
Well, the fact of the matter is that if you're going to put this sensational title on your video, how crappy this cruise line is.
Seriously.
You better back it up with some information about why it's a crappy cruise line.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead, they just went on about what a great cruise they had.
Yeah, they did.
It was a wonderful cruise. It was not terrible in any way, shape, or form. Right?
So.
Take a fresh mom. Did you bring your wallet?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a question in the chat. Can you hit the button? Can you hit the button on it? Does it appear on the bottom?
Question.
Is there like a plus?
Chat.
Is there a plus button that you can put up on? Does it let it? Does it work or no?
What is your favorite song to play or sing?
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah. Can you get that to come up on the screen or no?
Let me see if I drop down the three buttons. Put user in timeout.
No. Don't put that.
Delete comment.
No.
Ban user and delete their comments. All right, so I have a bunch of choices here. Which one is it?
No. Let me come over.
Banned for
life. No, you're not banned. Do not ban Grandma House.
What if I put a star next to it?
No.
Would that help?
No.
All right, I think that might have done something.
What do you mean?
Show.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
How about some oh my God.
I don't.
Yeah. Once he wants Eminem. Oh, Jesus. This one.
Go listen to a new record if you want
Eminem. What's your favorite song to be playing?
All right.
You want to answer that question?
Clickbait.
Answer the question. What's my favorite song?
My favorite song. Dun, 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 dun. And the Johnstown Galleria Mall. That one is Johnstown. They got money in Johnstown?
I guess so. Might not be a problem.
Clarion Mall is cool too. Wow. I love that mall.
Oh my God. Now you're going back to the chat.
All right.
Here, make sure you show everybody the controversial cruisings in the house before he gets mad.
Where's controversial cruising?
Keep scrolling
again.
Up to where it's.
Where it's, you missed the boat.
There it is. It says, how old are you, crazy cats?
Ha 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 ha. I hear this all the time.
All right, let's get out of it. Go back down.
The Baby Shark song, might be.
Okay, no, that's not my favorite song in the playoffs. Answer the question.
Van Halen's Balance from 1994.
Oh, that's not my favorite song to play.
That's my favorite song now. Play my favorite song.
Well, go get your guitar and start playing. And fix your microphone, damn it.
I move it away from me so that I can hear you and they don't have to listen to me breathing like
you're not doing the CPAP machine wearer.
You understand me?
You have to turn your microphone up. We cannot hear you. You have to speak in front of the microphone. Now you guys can see how an Italian really talks. Turn your microphone up toward me. Hello? There you go. Now speak. There.
All right, that was a big burp.
So now answer Alice's question. What is my favorite song to play? Do I have to play it?
I don't know. It might not be appropriate for YouTube, she says.
No, that's Muncie.
What, the Eminem might be?
Unhighlight the question.
Yeah, I can highlight whatever I want. I'm in charge over here.
All right. What is my favorite song to sing? Here.
Now Baby Shark is embedded in the brains.
No, I'm going to play it, but it's not... It's not Eminem. I'll give you my favorite song. Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated. Misunderstood, there's no way it's all good. Did it slow me down? Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimating. Look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please. pretty please. If you ever feel like you're nothing, you're fucking perfect to me. There you go. That's my favorite song. You. You know what? Next time we're gonna stop highlighting the comments.
I got a new trick.
No, you're no. Next time I have a new trick. No, you're not getting this access next time.
I'm gonna gather all these jewelry.
So that's my favorite song to play, Alice. Eddie Lugo, clickbait this. Eminem. I'm not ready for Eminem yet, but I will get there. I promise.
And we are not closing the show with the Baby Shark.
No, we're not. No. Controversial Cruising is driving home. And Muncie, it's all your fault. I had to play it. Get Me on America's Got Talent. No, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm pushed almost 50. I'm
She's
ready for
that. Geriatric
Home. I'm not banned. You're about to be banned.
Delete comments, banned for life.
And ignore him with the F-bombs. But, yeah. We're deep enough into the show
that we could let one rip. Yeah, we right?
can. Yeah.
Water rip. All right.
So Saturday, then we went to the Valley. What was that again? The Valley.
Valley Forge National Historic Site.
I fell asleep, and then we hit the mall. Now, we have not been in the King of Prussia Mall in a very, very, very long time.
I think it used to be two malls.
It used to be two malls. That's correct. But where did my phone go? Okay. But I will tell you this. When I walked in and I saw Louis Vuitton and how do you say that from the Iggy song? Walk a mile.
Walk a mile in your Louis Vuitton.
Christian Louis Vuitton.
Right.
And all these other fancy stores, I'm thinking, I'm not walking out of here with a dress. It's just not going to happen. Lo and behold, we found a Macy's and we started doing the fashion show. I should have threw this in the episode. I think you guys would have got a kick out of it. Years ago, I used to wear a size 8. We tried on a 10. And the 10 was too tight, and I didn't like the way that I looked. So we are going to be making changes to that. Let me tell you, because I like the way I look. Cruising on the High Seas and Travel is in the house. Oh, my God, I'm going to fall over.
Are they from Australia?
I don't know if that's Kiwis? I don't know if that's Joe. Maybe it's Jeremy, maybe it's Cheryl. I don't know. Anyhow, Cruising on the High Seas and Travel. Identify yourselves just first name so we know who you are.
I love their logo.
Isn't it great?
Right.
I like our logo too, which we'll get to that in a minute too. But anyhow, it's Rob. Okay. Hi Rob. So we tried the size 10. I didn't like the way that it looked. So then Glenn insisted that I would wear 14 and he kept insisting, oh, you look so nice. Well, of course, Pooh Bear and Eeyore are like, are you delusional? They're like, are you delusional? So then we tried on a 12, and I was okay with the 12.
And both dresses are the same color.
They're both the same color. They're the same brand.
Different. No, they're two
brands. They're both DKNY's.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm dead serious. So we... Yeah, I'm from Australia, and we're going to meet up there. Remember, there it is. I know who that is.
Thank you, Lucia.
Sorry, Cruzan. Sorry
if we called you a Kiwi.
We'll get to that in a minute. I'll explain that to you in a minute. Just wait a second. Wait. You're overloading me.
You should
do
a fashion video.
No. Like no fashion videos. No.
Like a dress haul.
Stop walking away from your microphone.
It keeps going in and out.
Keep turning the mic this way.
I'm trying to get it to go the right way.
Maybe you might want to like raise it up a little bit because it's down too low for you. You're a mess. But anyhow, no fashion video. That's for sure. We'll explain that too. Anyhow, so we got the dress.
Why do you keep saying anyhow?
Would you like me to say Alora?
Hi, Laura.
So we got the two dresses. I went on Amazon. I got the matching shoes. So we have secured the dress for the rehearsal dinner for my stepson and soon-to-be daughter-in-law, which is happening at the end of this month.
Congratulations.
No one has seen the dress yet. Lucia, where am I really from? You're from Brisbane, Rob, I think. So that's that. Then today we went to Ski Big Bear at Masthole. We had high expectations going in and was hoping We were going to eat the Summit, but we were there too early.
They don't open until 4 o'clock.
We had to eat at the Tiki Bar. It was crowded. There was a lot of people. And
but we sat at the bar, and
I think
it was
the
fun.
Pizza was a little undercooked because we both got sick when we came home.
Well, I can't say that we got sick. Something bothered our tummies, whatever it might be.
Right? I don't know. Anyhow, so that brings us to
Canadian Rob.
Dave Gard in the house. Oh,
welcome
my God.
Back, Mr. Gard.
He's resurrected from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he been?
I don't know, but he has a message for you here.
He says, hi, kids.
See that?
I see it.
And somebody's like cruising Canucks in Canada.
What?
Canada Rob.
Canada Rob.
See it?
Oh, no, wait, that might be. I don't know. He said it was from Australia. I don't know.
All right. Keep going then.
Okay. So that was today. So we had pizza. We showed, that's going to be coming up in an upcoming episode. Showed the grounds at Mast Hope. And then we
came back and got devoured by our couch.
We did. We fell asleep. We did. Because we deep cleaned this whole entire office from like corner to
studio.
Corner. Studio office.
What's the difference?
Woman's lair.
What's the difference?
Here you go again.
I think I need a new wire for this.
You do not need a new wire. You need to raise your microphone up.
I'm giving up.
Yeah, you're giving up. No,
I'm
you're not.
Giving up.
This week, we're going to attempt it again and work 7 days. I know you're the travel guy cruising Rob. I'm just messing with you. Cruising on High Season Travel was one we were supposed to meet up with, and it didn't happen. He was one of two we were supposed to meet up with. So this week, we're going to try to work 7 days again so we can be off Sunday. I'd like to be off on Saturday again, but that ain't happening. But this month, we've got a really awesome adventure coming up. What day is it?
It's Wednesday the 21st.
Wednesday the 21st.
2 p.m. in the afternoon.
2 p.m. in the afternoon. Let me tell you what we went through to get these tickets. With
oh,
SeatGeek.
My God.
SeatGeek is just as bad as Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster is not an option now for a lot of shows.
It's not.
You have to go straight
to
SeatGeek.
We had to fight to get these tickets. We are going to a cabaret with Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert of Queen.
That's right. Adam Lambert of Queen.
Starring in the Kit Kat Club Cabaret in New York City's Theater District.
So when Mr. Murphy was getting the tickets, come to find out, he's made us part of the show.
We have two seats next to a table. See, it just went out on me.
It did not go out.
It just went out on me, just
you
like
need
that.
To raise the microphone.
Where am I raising it? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm going to raise it out the freaking window. That's where I'm going to raise it to.
Oh, my God.
That's bullshit.
Our engineer's coming later this week.
Ugh. Don't bring a new freaking table for this microphone of Miami because I've had it.
So they're going to make this part of the show. So if Adam Lambert comes over to me, I'm going to pass out. I'm really going to pass out.
You're going to be there. You're going to be.
I am going to be there. I'm going to pass out and I'll be laying on a chair.
You and your matching shirts is going to gather.
No, we can't wear matching. We used to. I had to wear a dress.
Okay.
Screw that. I'm wearing a matching shirt. How far? Click on the link.
Question.
It's a political question. You're only allowed one, Rob. How far are you from the place where Trump got it a few weeks ago?
5 hours.
5 hours. Okay. I'll highlight that. I don't want to see that anymore.
Oh, baby. Here, I'll do this. I'm loving it.
You're funny.
Who says that?
Butler, PA. Oh, loving it. Ryan Ishida.
Ryan Ishida.
So we have
Ryan's
that,
TV.
So we have that coming up on the 21st. What else do we have coming up this month?
The rehearsal dinner and the wedding.
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner is on the 30th, which we are both hosting that. And then the 31st is the wedding. His son is going to get married in a place called Stone Gardens.
Stone Meadow Gardens. Clarkson,
Cruise Nuts, you need to have a
New
live
Ransom.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be great. How far is that from here?
We live 40 minutes from that part of
Pennsylvania. Yeah, so we're about 40 minutes out. We may try to hit the live button and stream from the wedding, but I might get killed if I do that.
Please don't get killed.
No. But I am going to be taking videos of the garden. I got news for you. If we don't do it ahead of time.
Okay.
Ooh. I believe my wife and I would probably have a similar life. Well, come on, Cruise Nuts and Muncie. You definitely got to make a channel then.
You can make the trip to our house and do it with us. We'll have a 4-person screen over here. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wait, we can make that happen. If you want to bring Eddie Lugo in right now, we can send him the link.
Send him the link.
Oh, geez. All right. Hold on, Eddie. Your presence is being requested.
I just don't know if I have a spot on the screen for him.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
We're going to replace you with Eddie Lugo.
We're not replacing anybody. Hold on.
You've been replaced. Get your crap and get out.
You know what, Glenn, without me,
Eddie Lugo is coming. He's going to be the star of the show.
Yeah, you're funny.
This mic is going. I'm going to throw it through the...
No, you're not.
I'm going to throw it through the... If I had a window down here...
Oh, my God. Stream this to your audience comment settings. Nope. All right. We'll have to do it for next time because...
Eastern Pennsylvania has an abandoned Kmart.
Oh.
That would be cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Need to book a booze cruise.
Listen to him get on getting a shirt.
3.0 out of Tampa for next October.
We act so married.
You guys are so married.
Yeah, well, next October doesn't do us any good. There's also a Damon's Grill in Hazleton. Yes, we know about Damon's.
Have we discussed already the onion loaf?
Oh, yes,
we talked to Pooh Bear and Eeyore about it yesterday.
We did.
But the Damon's used to be in Clark Summit and then now in Avoca by the airport. The Damon's has instead of onion rings or onion petals or a blooming onion, they did a loaf of onion rings with some of that tiger sauce.
Yeah.
And that was like the most amazing appetizer ever.
Right.
I wonder if they still do it down there. Can you tell us?
Oh,
Muncie?
I don't know. She's in Ohio. Oh, God.
Oh, but there's also Damon's in Hazleton, PA, she says. She knows about the Damon's in Hazleton.
Yes, she does. Okay.
I would love to have some of that onion loaf
again.
Let's
see.
We might have to just make a special trip to the Damon's in Hazleton.
Let's see if we can get Mr. Sorry, everybody. I'm invading his space right now.
Invite. Copy. Messenger.
Yep. We are inviting Mr. Lugo into the chat room. God help us all.
There he is.
I know there he is.
I found him.
Is it going to work?
All right. Message sent.
Okay.
Invitation sent.
Invitation sent.
Let's see.
I charge a $200 fee. Get out of here already.
Who's going to pay $200? Huh?
All right. Now wait. He's going to. Where is he?
He wants his $200.
He's not getting $200. Oh, my God.
Pay $2.
There you go. Funny. All right. Let's see. Yeah. $200 fee. Oh, you're funny. All right. Where is he? He should be coming any minute now. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're going to add him. I don't know how to do this.
BF from studio, kick in the crotch. What are these commands you've got over here?
Shut up. I don't know what I'm doing here.
She don't know what she's doing.
I don't.
I told you there wasn't enough room on my screen for everybody.
There's plenty of room.
All right, that works. We could do that. Yeah?
Okay.
You got him?
I don't know.
Add to stage.
How do I add to stage?
Right there.
There he is.
Yay! She figured it out.
She figured it out.
Welcome, Mr. Eddie Lugo from Lugo Studios. Eddie Lugo Studios.
God help us all.
He looks a little like Eddie Munster.
No, he doesn't.
Come on.
Eddie is a god.
Where's Grandpa Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm looking at him.
I'm looking at him. That's you. You're Grandpa, Glenn.
Oh, I'm the Grandpa. That's
you're
right.
Grandpa. You're Grandpa.
Let me get my broomstick.
Yeah, get your broomstick.
Your uncle.
Welcome to the show. And I don't, I'm sure that the rest of the listeners can hear you. I can't.
Good. You don't need to hear them.
I'm going to need like some headphones. Where's my headphones?
Right there.
Give me them.
No.
Hand them to
me.
Huh. Give me. Yeah. Thank you, Lucia.
Oh, God.
For making me reach out over there. All right. I'm going to do this.
I don't think you're going to hear them in there either. Can you hear them?
Testing one, two. Can I hear myself?
Yeah. Honey, it's on. Leave it alone. Don't go touching anything.
I'm messing with it.
I know you're messing with it.
Say hi, Eddie.
What's up, man?
Oh, you have to turn the volume up on this, but if you do, don't, because if you do, then this is gonna go louder.
Oh golly, Moses. All right, more technical difficulties.
I know. We use what's called an irrigetti, so we have to be careful that we don't pull people's ears out. Let's see.
Blown up, sir.
Now say something, Eddie.
Don't you have screens on the bottom?
All right, I can hear you on Lucia's, Lucia's computer.
Yeah, he can hear. Yeah, he can hear him on that all computer, right. But you can't hear it through this. So we're gonna stop.
It's okay. It's okay. Living and learning. Oh, sure,
Eddie. Be grateful you're here. Here, go put a shirt on. You're sitting there, butt naked in front of Alice.
I don't believe it.
That was
me the other day, and she's like, wait, maybe we should go live right now. I was like, can I put my shirt on, please?
No.
It's so freaking hot in here.
Oh, God. That's too funny.
In any event, we told them about last week.
I'll highlight that comment.
We told them about yesterday, and we did our song, and then we did a request.
Oh, God.
Now, the other thing that we should tell them is what else. Well, we talked about Wednesday the 21st.
Yeah.
And we do have show tickets for a matinee at 2 p.m.
Oh, God, no.
But we will.
Cruise nuts, don't do it. Go ahead.
We will be going to K-Pod in New Jersey.
Okay. I have another request. I really don't know this song. Do you know it?
Rock Lobster?
Yeah.
I think that's the only words to the song is Rock Lobster.
All right.
And you need some bubbles. Do you have any bubbles?
Bubbles.
Yeah. There's foam.
Oh, I don't have bubbles.
Or is that the other song?
All right. Since she gave us a super chat, I can
you
do
it. You guys should put me in the middle.
Why don't you play the other B-52 song?
Lucia.
Oh, I get it. I got it.
We were at a party. His arrow fell on the D. Oh my God, what is this? Someone reached in and grabbed it. Was a Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster?
What did she get into? Rock Lobster! Rock Lobster!
We had so much lobster in Portland, Maine last week. We don't want to look at another lobster.
No! Oh my God. Good Lord, what did you get me into, Cruise Nuts? I couldn't even play this if I tried.
You should just stop and play Love Shack, honey.
Fine.
All right, here comes Love Shack.
Eddie, we're going to blow your ears out any minute now.
Ready, set,
I'm not playing the whole thing because I don't want to get copyrighted. I'm not.
Play something instead of nothing.
I want to break free. Oh, my God. Now everybody's coming in with a freaking request.
Oh, I want to break free?
We'll do a verse from that, too.
We were just listening to that like an hour ago on our way back from Astro.
All right, Glenn. I hope you know what you're doing. God help Eddie. Here we go. I can't even look.
You ready? I know the words. If you see a faded sign on the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack. Love Shack, baby.
Oh my God, I don't even know a song.
Love Shack.
I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
Looking for a ground to get away.
I got me a Chrysler. Oh, my God. Poor Eddie.
All right. Well, there you go.
Poor Eddie. Sorry, Eddie.
No, you're not.
All right. Let's play the other one and then.
Which one are you playing?
somebody else made a request.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Def Leppard, yes.
No, you already had your chance, Monty.
You mean?
I can't. So here's the thing with this. So I only do one song because I don't want to get copyrighted by YouTube. So it's okay if I do a little bit, but the first song is the main one. Because these are backing tracks brought to you by Jam Zone, Tensi App. I don't own the music or nothing. I'm just allowed to sing the song. All right. Glenn, you better block your ears. Help me, Glenn. I'm gonna have to get that throat straight. I'm gonna have to.
Straight up my butt.
Oh my god. I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from the life. You're a self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free. God knows I want to break free.
Alright, that's enough.
There you go.
All right, so she does do requests. We usually try to keep the show around 45 minutes to an hour. So
yeah.
I think that it's time for us to do the grand
finale. Wait a minute. We still got 13 minutes yet. 13 more minutes, and then we're done. Because Lugo's keeping track. He makes sure we're a full solid hour for promotional purposes.
I think he's uncomfortable on the pedestal you put him on.
He's not. Let me tell you, me and Lugo are very tight. And if it wasn't for Lugo, we would not have this right now.
Yeah, this is the new system.
This is, yeah, we just have to learn how to make a background, make a nice pretty background like Lucci and Glenn.
You don't like my background?
No, your background sucks. That's better than
loading malarkey.
That's why Eddie fills up the whole screen. He should have Pickle's face in the camera right now.
We're going to go watch a video on YouTube about how to do this the right way and we'll figure it out.
But hey, for a first chance, we did pretty good. We did pretty good. We just have to figure out how to set up the three set, or, you know, we're having more than one person.
It's bad enough our audio engineer set up everything, and we get the video engineer in here like you to mess it up.
Listen, you were the one that was bitching and complaining that you didn't want to do this. So you're lucky you got this far.
I think you did really good. Thank you for doing this for us, Lucia.
No, thank Eddie. This was Eddie's idea.
Well, you still did it over here. Eddie said, like, here, jump in the deep end. Sink or swim.
See, we have to figure out how to, because we use an iRig with the speaker.
We have to figure out all that stuff.
I am going to get technical on you.
Play the song. Boy, the Wakeman Miller
made the
guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
You were then
talking to the microphone, please. Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
See our old LaSalle and Ray. Those were the days. Edith and Archie, thank you for doing the All in the Family song for us. So, tune in next week for another episode of Living My Life with Lucia and Glenn, where we're going to have Eddie Lugo on from the beginning to the end.
So that means if we're looping Eddie in, Controversial Cruising will be grandfathered too, because we all go together, all a big pack.
And I think you should join his show again. Thursday night?
Friday night. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
I won't be having it this Friday coming up.
Friday night, the usual suspects right here on YouTube. You can find that on Fridays. You can find Go Live Together at Eddie Lugo Studios Monday through Friday, 9:00 sharp. He's also on at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
7:15 in the morning.
7:15, Eddie Lugo Studios. Don't forget to check
out. Be there or be square.
Don't forget to check out the Cruise Nuts premieres. And again, support your local YouTubers.
Thanks, Bruce Nuts. Goodbye,
good
Eddie.
Night,
thanks
everyone.
For tuning in.
See you next time.
See you Friday. Can I have
Naughty
the same
one? Naughty Friday.
See you tomorrow. Yeah.
Naughty Friday. It's Friday. There's the Happy Hand for Cruising.
What is he doing?
Ooh, I like to, oh, I think I did something. Look at that.
God.
You see that?
No.
No?
I can't see shit.
I got 1, 2, 3 peoples over here.
Yeah, over there, but.
Yeah?
This is what it looks like from my point of view.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Put your face and mug back there. Put your face and mug back there. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Exactly.